It's 7:10, and that's the latest from CBS News Radio. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Moving right along here on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here on the Wake Up Crew. This 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Being a Monday, that means you know what today is. It's the day you save big money on the buffalo wings, just 50 cents each. For lunch today at Toots until 3 o'clock, and if you're a fan of the Buffalo Chicken Fingers with fries, it's just $4.99 today. For lunch, after lunch, it's $7.50. That's after 3 o'clock today. Over at Toots, Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church Street in Murfreesboro, and Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Save big money for lunch today at Toots. Toots.
Good food and fun.
Now time for your real fact of the day. Who's on the penny? Which president?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln also is on the $5 bill, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I figured you saw more pennies than $5 bills. But so Abraham Lincoln, do you know that he didn't, he's known for that big beard, right?
Right. I know this one.
He didn't always have a beard.
Right.
And in fact, just prior to becoming president, he didn't have the beard. But in 1860, at the encouragement of his then 11-year-old daughter, not his daughter, an 11-year-old girl, said, you know what? You'd look great with a beard. He grew the beard.
Oh. It was part of his campaign, actually.
Yeah. It became iconic.
He looked more trustworthy with the beard than without.
And it was a suggestion from an 11-year-old girl that he looked more trustworthy.
The things you learn on this show. It's just amazing.
And maybe you need a beard, Dalton. Well, we'll go with that. We'll try. Let's check the weather.
Good morning, guys. We are going to see a wet pattern over the next couple of days, and today we will have a chance of showers and storms under a partly sunny sky with a high of 89. Southwest winds are going to be at 5 to 10. Thunderstorms are going to be moving in tonight, and a few of these storms could produce some heavy rainfall. Temperatures drop down to 70. A wet day on Tuesday with more off and on showers and storms, a high of 84. Thunderstorms are going to continue into Wednesday as well. This time, temperatures warm up, 87. Thursday, storms are going to be likely with a high of 84. Right now, 71.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Well, good morning. We've seen a couple of wrecks already over in the Nashville area. Just to be on the safe side, give yourself extra time, 24 towards Nashville. It's looking good out here right now. As you come down 24, getting on to 840, most of that traffic headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County, 96 over towards Franklin. That's picking up as well out here. You know someone struggling with drugs and alcohol, get them some help. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's most trusted diamond store. Bell Jewelers is proud to be celebrating 140 years serving Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on this Monday. It is the 17th of June. Welcome back in. Approaching 7:14 or 14 after 7 here from the Wake Up Crew.
You know, you guys have been on vacation before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Once. Not anymore.
Once.
Not anymore. But, you know, people now this time of year are going to all their vacation spots. And it's funny how they, you know, and you see them on Facebook and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that, you know, I think I've talked about this before, when they have the pictures of their feet and there's the ocean, that kind of thing.
My office for the day.
Yeah. You're a big beach guy though, right?
I am now.
Okay. And you're a big beach guy. No? What?
I'm okay on the beach. I like the beach.
He's a grumpy beacher.
I could see you.
I'm scared of the sun.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared of getting sunburned.
Oh,
nothing,
really?
Nothing is worse for me than a sunburn.
Well, do you know they have, that's what they call that stuff called sunscreen.
I know, but I'll put it on. I'll put it on every 30 minutes and I'll still come in at the end of the day sunburned.
Well, wow. It must be a plague.
So the beach scares me. I stay under an umbrella the whole time, usually.
You just don't like the sun.
Yeah, the sun scares me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would pretty much, so what would be your ideal vacation? You know,
my favorite part of vacation is always eating. I like different restaurants, and that's my favorite part about going to the beach is trying all the different seafood and that kind of stuff.
But you don't mind the beach. You can sit under an umbrella and be there all day. Yeah. I mean, you like the scenery and all that kind of thing. Somebody asked me, and I thought it was kind of funny, Brian, that, you know, what do people see in the beach?
Well, I can share what I see. Okay, so my life is pretty hectic. I mean, this business, radio business and work and with all the hours, it's very hectic for me. But it is the one place, I mean, even outside of work, it is the one place that I can go and sit and relax. I have a hard time finding something to do where I can relax. But it is the one place that I can go and sit and be content, not get bored, and just relax. I don't know what it is about it. I don't know why, but it is the one place that I have found that I really, really enjoy.
So you forget about everything.
Yes.
We should have some sand put in here in the studio and a little kiddie pool, and he can come in here and relax.
A kiddie pool. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, just a little kiddie pool
can
right
do,
there.
Can we do sand. A Facebook Live on that?
Uh-huh. You know, yeah, we'll do our show from there. We'll just move the microphones over.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people like to go see things, you know, like visit museums and see. And I've never been a big guy on that kind of stuff.
I hadn't either.
Sightseeing tours don't, you know, and you've been to Washington, you know.
Right.
That was a great trip, I know.
Well, as a kid, that was fun, and it was good. And I know you have to do that, and that's when I went, eighth grade trip. But
that's not going to be the first thing I pick to go to Washington, D.C. I mean, I'm just not.
Yeah, I like amusement parks. That's yeah. What I would recommend.
So you
that's
like
my,
Holiday World. You like right, Holiday World.
Dollywood. That's like my ideal vacation is okay. An amusement park.
So as kids, that's what when they were kids, that's what we did. Mm-hmm. We went to all those things and all those attractions and all. And so it's just been recent, since they're older, that we discovered going to the beach. And that's mm-hmm. my favorite place.
Well, the best thing for you to do is just don't take them.
Well, you know, I've thought about that.
I mean, they're old enough now that they can fend for themselves.
That is true, too.
And you don't have to spend. It'd be a lot cheaper.
But my daughter loves the beach as well.
Oh, she's a beacher. Okay.
She does love the beach.
So don't take Dalton.
What am I supposed to do?
No, we don't care. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
You'd leave, too.
I'd leave you.
Stuck here by myself.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Good luck.
It's the Wake Up Crew with one guy. There you go.
Dalton, and Dalton.
Now, I do like Dollywood and those kind of places, but, you know, what you need to do, Dalton, here's the plan. You go to Dollywood, and you send your dad over to Slappin' Safari, whatever it is.
Splashin' Safari.
What is it called? Splashin' Safari?
Well, no, that's in Holiday World.
Okay, Dollywood.
Splash Country.
Splash Country. Send him over there.
I don't like that place.
And they've got
a lazy river.
Yeah, they got that wave pool, and, you know, just find your chair and sit out and look at the cars driving by.
The pool is not as relaxing as the beach. There are so many people crowded around you and screaming kids and stuff. Now, you have some of that at the beach, but a lot of times it's pretty quiet. And you can get your own quieter spot. If you don't like it, you can move.
Well, one last question. Do you stay out there till all hours of the, I mean, like till sunset, or do you come on in?
Well, we usually have gripers. So usually early to lunch, and then maybe come back for another few hours in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, you're never going to get to go on one again, so I just thought you might remember those, have those memories.
Not an early beacher either, although it's a little cooler in the mornings.
Yeah, I'm an early guy, early beacher, yeah.
Well, whatever you may be planning to do for vacation, hope you have a good one here this summer. But right now, we take a break at 7:19.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
If you've been injured in a car crash, you need our legal help. But you don't have to drive to Nashville anymore to get it. The law offices of John Day has expanded our office location to Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital, so you can get the legal help you need sooner and easier than ever before. Go to johndaylegal.com and then call us at 867-9900. We are available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. As you get older, we can help you with all types of things to help you stay in your home, like making a handicap accessible shower. We also help with the grab bars. We can do the wheelchair ramps. We are a local company, as we've said, and we care about you, and we want to make sure things are right when we leave your house.
Call 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We're working hard to find you great products at the best prices. Like Justin, Tony Lama, and Chippewa boots, regular $150 to $250, French's price $99. French's always has the best selection, best prices, and best service. Family owned for generations. See why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
June is Men's Health Month, so Low T Center has two special offers in June to encourage you to take care of your health. Right now, get all of your levels checked with a comprehensive health assessment for only $49. This includes T levels, thyroid, prostate, cholesterol, and more. And if you don't sleep well, and you think you may have sleep apnea, take a home sleep test in the comfort of your own bed this month for only $49. Guys, taking care of your health should be a priority. Low T Center makes it easier. Call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Please come visit our family here at Bell Jewelers. Hi, this is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers. We're doing some remodeling. We're celebrating our 140th year in business, being the oldest retail store in Rutherford County, Bell Jewelers.
Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. We're going to talk about eating healthy while traveling. And we can extend that to eating healthy when we're not traveling, too. Anytime you go away from fixing it in your own kitchen, you feel like you've lost control, but you really haven't. You need to watch for what you're eating. First of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Now, tell us how we can eat healthier while traveling or even here at home.
Right. So I was having this kind of internal dialogue with myself a few weeks back about reward meals and cheat meals and going on vacation.
Reward. I like that. Reward meals.
Right. And going on vacation and be like, I deserve this. And is that really a healthy mentality? And I've sort of come to the realization that I'm not sure that it is. You know, a lot of us grew up in a situation where if you cleaned your plate, you got dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were good at school, you got some kind of food reward. And I'm not sure that that's really a healthy behavior, because then we sort of look at food as a reward, as something that we deserve, usually some kind of unhealthy food that's something we deserve. And so then a lot of times people go on vacation, they're like, you know, I'm on vacation, everything's out the window, I'm just going to eat whatever. And then of course, they usually come home and they feel horrible and they're like, oh, and I've gained, you know, 5 pounds on vacation. They went on a weight loss journey to get in swimsuit shape, and they go and they gain weight, right? So I think the first thing is that we have to sort of look at our relationship with food and sort of change it. You know, food can be a great way to bring people together. It can be comforting, but it's very, very easy to have a disordered relationship with food. And vacation is no excuse, just like any other time of day. You know, I hear all the time, you know, I didn't have another choice. I was hungry, so I went to McDonald's. As if that was the only choice. And of course, when you're on vacation, especially when you're on road trips, it's just like, oh gosh, let's just stop here. Let's just go and do whatever. When we used to travel when we were younger, we drove everywhere because there's five of us, right? So my parents would pack food. So we would stop at rest areas and we would eat whatever they packed. So it was a good way to save money, but it was also a good way to control what we were eating. We weren't like most people stopping and eating Happy Meals. We were eating sandwiches or whatever else that we had. So that can be a way that you can prepare by bringing some of your own food with you on vacation when it's convenient. Another thing is planning. Just like you would plan on vacation, what excursions you want to do, what hotel you're going to stay in, whether or not it's got continental breakfast or not, and your rental car, you can plan for restaurants just like you would. See what restaurants are in the area, what options are available that are healthy or not. It's perfectly fine to have a couple of meals that aren't the healthiest when you're on vacation. Just like, you know, I wouldn't advocate that people just eat, you know, tofu and spinach for Thanksgiving. Like, where's the fun in that? I get it. But you don't want to turn vacation into a binge. You don't want it to turn into a bender, right? So that's what we're trying to avoid. And so just like eating healthy day to day requires planning, that aspect of your vacation requires planning too.
And of course, you mentioned about the eating picnics and things of that sort. You obviously look back on that with fond memories. It's positive time together. So it's much more than just eating. It's a great memory.
Yes, it was super annoying at the time. But I think it being a parent now, a lot of us who are parents, we're like, gosh, what, when we were younger, we just didn't get it. But when we're older, they made so much more. It makes so much sense now. So yes, they, I'm sure your 12-year-old probably roll their eyes. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is so embarrassing. You know, we're stopping on the side of the road. People, you have no idea who they are. You're never going to see again. Like, who cares? So yes, it is great ways to make memories, no doubt about it.
Now, how can you extend that over to the restaurant right here at home when you are going out to eat or meeting somebody for lunch and you're thinking, I'm on a serious diet. What do I do? I don't know how this was made. Are there some good choices you can use at those restaurants or at a meeting you go to and somebody else is preparing the meal?
Right. So one thing that's been great is a lot of restaurants these days are putting the calories on the menu. And that's very helpful. I went to Olive Garden a few weeks back with a friend from out of town and she was like, oh my God, I'm on a diet. Like, I don't know what I'm eating. I was like, right here on the bottom, it says lighter fare has the calories and all that. So we both ordered something off the lighter fare menu. Usually a salad can be a good option when you're at a meeting or something like that, but always get the dressing on the side because you would be surprised at how many calories can be packed into the dressing and just kind of drizzle a little on your own. Or like, again, I was at a Mother's Day thing with my uncle a few weeks back and he was super picky. I gave him all kinds of heck for it, but he got, you know, some vinegar and some olive oil and just kind of drizzled a little on his salad, you know, so again, so you can keep the calorie, keep the nutrition value where you wanted it to be.
So those are things you can do to control what's going into your body, whether you're on your trip or you find yourself at a meeting. You can be healthy.
Absolutely.
So those are things that you need to check on, just like you need to go to Sunshine Nutrition Center and learn about the things Kim has shared with us. Where is Sunshine located?
We have two locations in Smyrna. We're at 901 Rock Springs Road and here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church.
Kim Dunaway visiting with us today from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, thanks for joining us.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day, they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You've heard us talking about the Villages of Murfreesboro, a new luxurious senior center community near Stones River Battlefield. Not sure if the Villages of Murfreesboro is right move for you? I'm Sue Hall, inviting you to try us out. Select a one or two bedroom apartment and try for at least 2 weeks. Enjoy the same amenities as our residents, no strings attached. The Villages of Murfreesboro, luxurious and yet affordable. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Absolute Estate Auction on a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in a great location in Murfreesboro, featuring a 2-car garage, fenced-in backyard, covered patio, gas log fireplace, and upstairs bonus room. The auction is Thursday, June 20th at 6 p.m. More information at MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
If your alarm says 7:30, it's time to get up and at 'em here this morning. It is a Monday, the 17th of June. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS, and want to remind you, if you have someone who has a birthday or an anniversary today, you need to call or text us now, 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Jump in on the birthday club with us, just a few seconds left. Somebody's going to receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
Kathy Farrell is today's good neighbor of the day. She's always so positive, and she's such an encouragement to others, that we're going to give her some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Time for a news check from French's.
Hi folks, I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
We check the weather now.
Good morning, guys. We are going to see a wet pattern over the next couple of days, and today we will have a chance of showers and storms under a partly sunny sky with a high of 89. Southwest winds are going to be at 5 to 10. Thunderstorms are going to be moving in tonight, and a few of these storms could produce some heavy rainfall. Temperatures drop down to 70. A wet day on Tuesday with more off and on showers and storms, a high of 84. Thunderstorms are going to continue into Wednesday as well. This time temperatures warm up, 87. Thursday, storms are going to be likely with a high of 84.
Right now, 71.
Well, good morning. As we keep updating with traffic, it's still moving out here on 24 as we check it out live here in Bell Road up through the Hickory Hollow area on 24. 840 traffic's picked up now quite a bit over towards Franklin, Williamson County. It's on the increase out here, Rutherford Boulevard, getting on to Broad. A Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Make the short drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The trial of Gary and Simmons will begin September 16th. Rutherford County District Attorney Jennings Jones has the story.
Simmons is accused of fleeing the police in the stolen Escalade from Manchester, Tennessee to South Church Street in Murfreesboro. The chase ended tragically at the intersection of South Church Street and Veterans Parkway, where Simmons crashed into other vehicles. In the crash, Jessica Campos was killed when her car was struck by the Cadillac Escalade driven by Simmons. Simmons faces charges that include first-degree murder, vehicular homicide, felony theft, evading arrest, and DUI.
Pre-trial motions will be heard March 22nd. Not everything is sweet music at Bonnaroo in Manchester. Some festival goers complained about the traffic on I-24, venting their frustration on social media yesterday. Some said they were stuck in traffic more than 12 hours. A life threatened over $5. Victim told Murfreesboro police he was sitting inside his Dudley Street apartment when a man and woman barged in and held a razor blade to his neck, demanding money. The victim grabbed his wallet and handed the suspect $5. The unknown man and woman quickly fled the apartment, getting into a gold or tan-colored Buick LeSabre. They were gone by the time police arrived. A 43-year-old woman told Murfreesboro police she was raped inside her room at the Jackson Motel. She said she was asleep when someone walked in and got on top of her. She thought at first it was her boyfriend, but seconds later he walked in and chased the unknown assailant away. Detectives are investigating. Socialize with us on social media. Log on to Facebook.com/WGNS Radio and click the like button, or follow us on Twitter at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
This is Papa Sal, the Jeff Sal's family-friendly restaurant featuring Nana's Desserts by Jenny Sal, located right here in Murfreesboro. Come and visit our 30-item food bar and try many of our homemade desserts, such as chess pie, chocolate chess walnut chunk pie. And while dining, try some of our real hick smoked barbecue or smoked beef brisket, our Cajun fried catfish. Don't forget a slice of one of our four-layer cakes. Tuesday's catfish all you can eat. Dine in our lovely dining room or carry it home. We are open from 11 to 6 Monday through Friday, 11 to 5 on Sunday, located 467 South Hancock Street. Call us for parties or catered at 615-867-2164.
When was the last time you came by the Habitat Restore?
There's always something new.
Furniture, cabinets, windows, doors. area rugs.
You will surely save.
And you'll help end substandard housing in Rutherford County.
The Habitat Restore in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
This is Penny Ray with WGNS Radio. I'm meeting today again with Dr. Robert Otto at Southern Joint Replacement Institute. Last time we discussed when to seek medical attention for arthritis symptoms. And today we're going to talk about what to expect with treatment or seeing a specialist. Dr. Otto, if someone goes to a specialist, do they automatically have to have surgery or are there other options for treatment? What options do you recommend?
They don't. A lot of times there's kind of a misnomer that they assume that when they're going to a practice like ours that does joint replacement that they have to have surgery. But we see patients with all aspects of their progression of arthritis. And it's probably almost beneficial to see us earlier because we are a little bit more up to date as far as what treatment options have been proven to be effective. And you'll probably be able to avoid some of the unnecessary things. So basically I tell people the treatment of arthritis is broken into two categories. There's remedies or non-operative treatments trying to maintain function, decreasing pain, and keep you going as long as possible. And if they continue to work during that time, then you continue to do those for as long as possible. Surgery is kind of the last resort whenever the non-operative things are no longer providing adequate relief. Anti-inflammatories like Aleve or ibuprofen are the best medications because they actually decrease inflammation, which is a big part of the joint pain that you're having. Tylenol is kind of hit or miss. The biggest thing that patients can do from a functional standpoint is regular low-impact exercise and strength training. That's been shown to be one of the best things to do, strengthening your quad muscles, maintaining some sort of endurance exercise, low-impact like a stationary bike or elliptical or swimming. Patients who remain active tend to have less pain. Injections, there's really cortisone injections. They decrease inflammation. How long they last, it just depends on the severity of the arthritis. Some people get up to 3 or 4 months. A lot of times as the arthritis progresses, the duration of relief gets shorter and shorter. Gel injections, hyaluronic acid, visco supplementation, those are all artificial joint replacement fluids. Artificial joint fluids. Studies have shown that they really are more of a placebo. They don't change the course of arthritis, and most people are not getting any relief from that, especially as they have advanced arthritis. A lot of studies have shown that there was no difference between the gel shots and normal saline injections into the knee. So most people are starting to get away from those injections. The other injections that you hear in the media, like PRP, platelet-rich plasma, or stem cells, there's no scientific evidence at this point that they do anything to alter the course of arthritis. They have not shown to regrow any cartilage, slow down the progression, or improve any symptoms. So at this time, we do not recommend those injections.
So if a person does have a joint replacement, what is the recovery or expected outcome?
So I tell people the first 6 weeks we really want to focus on getting good flexibility or range of motion, especially in the knee replacement. It generally takes about 3 or 4 months for people to gain enough strength to get back to doing everyday activities without a whole lot of discomfort. And I tell people you're probably about 75 or 80% recovered at that point. It can take a year or more for people to build up the muscle strength to match what their activity expectations are. Again, going back to the specialists, here at Southern Joint, we're a group that's focused on joint replacement. So we're really focused on the whole package, the whole recovery, trying to improve the speed of recovery, trying to improve your overall outcomes. And that starts from the first time we see you, and it lasts a lifetime. So we're constantly following our patients. We want to see you every couple of years from the rest of your life to monitor your x-rays. We've built in specialized protocols to help our patients get recovery faster. And we have a whole team approach. So everybody in the office, everyone in the hospital, from the nursing staff to the therapist to the anesthesiologist, everybody's on the same page to give you the best possible outcome and the best recovery.
Thank you, Dr. Otto. For more information on SJRI or joint replacement, you can go to www.sjri.com or follow them on Facebook. To schedule an assessment with Dr. Otto or any of the other SJRI physicians, give them a call at 615-342-0038. This is Penny Ray with WGNS Radio.
This is Rich Smith with more summer savings from locally owned Haynes True Value Hardware. Keep your outdoor parties insect-free this summer with a Cutter Backyard Bug Control Kit from Haynes True Value Hardware. Right now, it's only $24.97 while supplies last. The kit includes a 32-ounce ready-to-spray backyard mosquito repellent, 16-ounce backyard fogger, all-family personal insect repellent spray, and a CitraGuard candle. Haynes True Value Hardware, serving Murfreesboro since 1922. At 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Hi folks, I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. For great shoe brands like Joseph Seibel, Johnson Murphy, Cohan, Nike, Converse, and many more. Boot brands like Justin, Rocky, Chippewa, Ariat, Timberland Keen, and Tony Lama. Sandals by Chaco, Skechers, and Teva, and more. So come by and see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Branches Counseling Center provides healing, hope, and restoration for people of all faiths, regardless of their ability to pay. Part of how we do that is by the support of people like you who are interested in caring for others. This is Dr. Mike Courtney at Branches. If you'd like to know more about how to help others through Branches Counseling Center, we encourage you to go to our website, branchescounselingcenter.com. We're here to help others, and we want you to be a part of that as well. Thank you. God bless.
Have you thought about trying CBD products but don't know where to start? Well, go see our friends over at Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store. They'll answer all your questions from their CBD oils and flower to their pet products and accessories. Best Buds, 1651 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, located behind PPG Paint and Lexpro. 10% off for military and first responders. Best Buds, Murfreesboro's premium CBD and hemp supply store.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up this Monday morning here on the Wake Up Crew with word from Junior's Foodland. 323 East Main, just off the Murfreesboro Square. Hope you'll stop in, and got a new week, so new specials at Junior's. And if you're thinking, where can I find out about those specials? Check them out on Facebook. That's Junior's Foodland. If you like their Facebook page, you'll get their weekly specials each and every week. Plus, when you walk in the door, you can pick up one of their circulars there. They have them at every counter, and shop around and find their savings. Here's the best way to do it. Look for the tags all the way through the store. You'll see their weekly specials. You'll see their everyday low prices as well, and they're easily marked up and down each and every aisle at Junior's Foodland. And here's one of my favorites. Go to the meat department and the frozen section, and you can pick five. You mix and match. You could go all meats or all frozen or mix and match both, and get five items for $19.99. Can't beat it over at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off the Murfreesboro Square. Open until 8 o'clock today and through the week, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And on Sunday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., that's Junior's Foodland, just off the square. Well, we made it through another Monday.
Yeah, it's been real, man.
It's been something anyway, hasn't it?
Dalton's been a little grumpy, but other than that, are you feeling better now?
I want to go home.
Well, that's what we're doing. Tomorrow will be another day.
Another adventure.
That's what I'm afraid of.
In the life of the Wake Up Crew.
That's what she said in Gone with the Wind. Tomorrow's another day. That's the way it's true for this show, the Wake Up Crew.
It's like the same day over and over.
It's kind of like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
It's the same day over and over again.
And today is Gone with the Wind, too. It's just poof. It's gone with the wind.
It is.
Was that the dad joke of the day?
No, that's at 6:39 every day, every weekday morning. It's part of the Wake Up Crew.
Do we claim that as part of the Wake Up Crew, or is that its own separate show?
I don't know. I think that's kind of like an addition to the Wake Up Crew.
Ah, the bonus features.
Well, it has a sponsor.
Yeah, it's true. We should probably.
It's really, I think the name of the show is the Dad Joke of the Day Wake Up Crew, is what, you know.
Oh, no. No, it's just a feature. One of many. One of the many things that we share with our listeners each and every morning.
If you get a feature, you can put it on there too, Dalton.
Nah.
He won't let me have a feature. I got the holidays.
Yeah, you do. You have the holidays. Yeah. I'm the one that doesn't have anything. Oh, wait a minute. I have the award-winning Today in History. I forgot.
And celebrity birthdays.
And celebrity birthdays. That's correct.
Yeah, you're the host of an hour.
Yeah.
We're not expanding to three to give Dalton an hour. I can tell you that. We got to get out of here now.
We can make him, but he'll be here by himself. Hey, you and Bart.